الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا. The rest of the ayat continues Surah Dahr. The translation is, certainly the pious shall drink from a cup which has a spring from which the slaves of Allah drink, causing it to gush out plentifully in whichever direction they wish. They fulfill the oaths and fear a day whose evil is widespreading, and they feed the poor, the orphan, and the prisoner for the love of Allah Ta'ala, and say, we feed you only for the sake of Allah. We wish for no reward or thanks from you. Certainly we fear from our Rabb a day that will be bitter. Therefore Allah has saved them from the evil of that day and made them find brightness and joy. And He has rewarded them, because they were patient, a garden and clothing of silk. Reclining against couches, they will not find there the heat of the sun or the bitter cold. Its shade will be close to them, and the bunches of fruits will hang low at their command. Utensils of silver are passed and served for them, and glasses of crystal, such crystal that is of silver. They themselves will measure it according to their desire. They will have a drink from a cup flavored with zanjabil, ginger. In it will be a spring named salsabil. Young lads with perpetual youth will serve them, whom when you see, you would think them to be scattered pearls. When you look, you will see favors and an enormous kingdom. Their clothing will be fine green silk and coarse silk. They will be made to wear bracelets of silver. Their Rabb will quench their thirst with a pure drink, and it will be said to them, certainly this is your reward. Your efforts on earth are being appreciated, that is, are being accepted. The ayat describe three types of drink, the quality of each drink, and the way in which it will be served. The first ayah says that the pious will drink it themselves. The second says that they will be offered a drink by their servants, while in the third it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself would present the drink to them. Probably this may refer to three types of pious people: the common people, the better ones, and the highest class. The greatness and honor of the pious have been mentioned, which they shall earn by doing good deeds, especially feeding the poor for the sake of Allah ta'ala. If we had perfect iman and really believed in these promises, every one of us would have liked to follow the example of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who gave away everything in his house for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, leaving behind only the barakah of the names of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These ayat mention a few other things which need some explanation. Inshallah, we'll continue with that. SubhanAllah.